Then the blind in the bedroom has a broken string. He was a beer drinker, for the drip of the tap has left its mark in the cellar. A careless man, for this wall is a record of burst water pipes, and rough in his methods, as his emendation of the garden gate, a remedy rather worse than the disease shows. The mark of this prepotent previous man is left on the house from cellar to attic. It is his house, really, not mine. And against these haunting individualities sets the horrible wholesale flavour, dexterous builders' economies of a new house. Yet, whatever your repulsion may be, the end is always the same. After you have asked for your ideal house 100 times or so, you begin to see you do not get it. You go the way of your kind. All houses are taken in despair. But such disgusts as this are for the man who really aims at taking a house. The artist house hunter knows better than that. He hunts for the hunt's sake and does not mar his work with a purpose. Then house hunting becomes a really delightful employment, and one strangely neglected in this country. I have heard...